Some rules of grammar are supposed to be sacred, even though they drive linguists crazy, linguists like our commentator Jeffrey Nunberg.
I don't like to think about adverbs too much. I get depressed. You know what adverbs remind me of is the borough of Queens. There was a study that the psychologist Stanley Milgram did about 20 years ago where he showed New Yorkers photographs of various parts of the city and asked them where they thought they were taken. It turned out that whenever they weren't sure, they tend to say, I don't know, what is that, Queens? Well, the adverb is the queens of grammar. What do you say about the word ago, for example? Well, it's obviously not a noun or verb, and it doesn't feel much like an adjective. And it can't be a preposition because everybody knows that preposition means put before and ago is put after. So put it in the adverb pile. Nobody ever looks there anyway. And that's how it's labeled in every dictionary, along with a bunch of other words that seem to have nothing at all in common, quickly and very and aboard and nonetheless. The dictionaries even tell you that the word the is an adverb in a phrase like the more the merrier. It sounds like something out of a story by Borges, like a medieval encyclopedia that groups all the animals into four classes, the ones that walk, the ones that crawl, the ones that jump, and the ones that burrow, fly, or swim. And in fact, the story we learn in school about the parts of speech is a vestige of the grammatical theory of the early Middle Ages, which held that the parts of speech were keys to God's ordained order of the universe. Philosophically, the view went underground around the time of Pierre Abelard and William of Ockham, but it has survived over the succeeding 8 centuries in the oral lore of the classroom. All of this drives linguists crazy. They have their own modern theories of grammar with their own exotic categories. The is a determiner. Ago is a postposition. Nonetheless is a sentential adjunct. But educators and even lexicographers prefer the categories they learned under Sister Petra's ruler. And I suppose I can understand their point of view. After all, the study of grammar has always been invested with a mysterious power to shape the mind and the soul. As one 19th century educator put it, it's an employment calculated to exclude those frivolous pursuits, that love of ease and sensual pleasure, which enfeeble and corrupt the minds of many inconsiderate youth and render them useless to society. Now, these are not the sorts of claims that anybody would make for chemistry or astronomy, and it would be silly to make them for modern linguistic theories of grammar as well. Of course, there are people who say that school grammar is an exercise in the absurd. You take an arbitrary set of premises, and you follow them through to their conclusions, taking no prisoners along the way. Take the sort of reasoning you have to go through to come up with the conclusion that the is an adverb in a phrase like the more the merrier. You say, well, more is an adjective, and the modifies more, and an adverb is anything that modifies a verb or an adjective or another adverb, so the must be an adverb here. Now, if you were looking at this with a cool eye of science, you'd say, but that's crazy. There must be something wrong with the theory. But it's just this sort of grammatical reasoning that we want for the trials of ordinary experience. You call up the airline and you say, look, if you charge $550 for a flight from San Francisco to Atlanta that stops in Dallas, I don't see how you can charge $750 just to fly from San Francisco to Dallas. And if they have their wits about them, they answer you, well, with all respect, sir, you're no grammarian. Nietzsche saw all the tricks of grammar and despaired of them. Reason in language, he said. Oh, what a deceptive old woman she is. I am afraid we'll never get rid of our belief in God because we still have faith in grammar. But of course, that's just why the defenders of the old order cling to traditional grammar so tenaciously. Let people once doubt the reality of adverbs, and it's only a short step to doubting the reality of the unquestioned categories of experience, God, excursion fairs, even the borough of Queens.
Jeffrey Nunberg is a linguist with Stanford University and the Xerox Palo Alto Research Center.